Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Unterrichten is to teach. Unterrichten, to teach. How would you say I teach? Ich unterrichte. How would you say he teaches? Er unterrichtet. How would you say you guys teach? Ihr unterrichtet. How would you say the teacher teaches? Der Lehrer unterrichtet. How would you say the teacher teaches German? Der Lehrer unterrichtet Deutsch. How would you say the female teacher teaches math? Die Lehrerin unterrichtet Mathe. Or Mathematik, the long version. Or Mathe, like math. Die Lehrerin, the female teacher. So for professions in German, we add an IN at the end, and we have the female profession. Der Lehrer, the teacher. Die Lehrerin, the female teacher. Die Lehrerin unterrichtet Mathe. How would you say, my son's teacher teaches German? Der Lehrer von meinem Sohn unterrichtet Deutsch. So in German, one way to say it is the teacher of my son, der Lehrer von meinem Sohn. Actually, my son's teacher is a genitive, but you can express it also using a dative. So you can say der Lehrer von meinem Sohn, the teacher of my son. Von is a dative preposition. So a preposition that triggers always the dative. So von meinem Sohn, meinem with EM. Actually, it's der Sohn, masculine, but the masculine dative article is dem with EM. So we say meinem. Der Lehrer von meinem Sohn unterrichtet Deutsch. How would you say the teacher of my son teaches math? Der Lehrer von meinem Sohn unterrichtet Mathematik. How would you say, the teacher of my daughter teaches German? Der Lehrer von meiner Tochter unterrichtet Deutsch. Von meiner Tochter. Here we say meiner. Why? Because die Tochter, female, the daughter, the female dative article is der with er at the end. So we say meiner with er at the end. It sounds like a when you pronounce it. So we say meiner. Von meiner Tochter. Der Lehrer von meiner Tochter unterrichtet Deutsch. How would you say the teacher of my daughter teaches math? Der Lehrer von meiner Tochter unterrichtet Mathematik. Yeah, we also have a genitive, so we can say it in a different way, but in the beginning you can use it this way to express my daughter's teacher or my son's teacher. The teacher of my daughter. Der Lehrer von meiner Tochter. The teacher of my son, der Lehrer von meinem Sohn. How would you say in the past, I've taught? Ich habe unterrichtet. Unterrichtet is the participle. Ich habe unterrichtet. How would you say, The teacher has taught. Der Lehrer hat unterrichtet. Oh, they say he has taught in the school. Er hat in der Schule unterrichtet. In the school, in der Schule. In is a so-called two-way preposition. Can trigger dative or accusative. Here it triggers dative because we are expressing a position where he has taught. So it triggers dative. Die Schule, female. The female dative article is der. So we say in der Schule. Er hat in der Schule unterrichtet. How would you say he taught at school in the past? Er hat früher in der Schule unterrichtet. So, for in the past, we can say in German früher. In the past, früher. Er hat früher, he has in the past, in der Schule unterrichtet. Now you can change this around. You can say, er hat in der Schule früher unterrichtet. What is key is the verb position. So, er hat, he has. The auxiliary verb haben to build the past at the second position. And unterrichtet, the second verb here, the participle, is kicked to the very end. Because when you have two verbs in German, or two parts of verbs, the second one is kicked to the very end. Er hat früher in der Schule unterrichtet. How would you say, where has he taught? Wo hat er unterrichtet? How would you say, he taught near Luzern? Er hat in der Nähe von Luzern unterrichtet. So, we will say here in German for near or close to, in der Nähe von. So, we say in German in the near of, in der Nähe von. Er hat in der Nähe von Luzern unterrichtet. How would you say he taught near Basel? Er hat in der Nähe von Basel unterrichtet. How would you say he taught close to Zürich? Er hat in der Nähe von Zürich unterrichtet. How would you say he taught close to Wien? Er hat in der Nähe von Wien unterrichtet. Yeah? So, in der Nähe von is near or close to. Great! Next time, we'll go through the verb behandeln, to treat. Behandeln, to treat. Like when your boss at work treats you well or not so well. So, here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So, talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.